This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been quite a day, astronomically speaking. While most of us were asleep, a meteor the size of a semi exploded over central Russia, parts of which actually hit the ground, making it a meteorite, I guess. 1,000 or so people were hurt. Buildings and factories were damaged. And then this afternoon, a totally unrelated asteroid zipped past the planet at the uncomfortably close distance of 17,000 miles. Sounds like a lot, but it was close enough for us to get a peek at what's inside and to tease futurists who see space rocks like these as potential gold mines, as Marketplace's Jim Burris reports.
That exploding meteor that rained down on Russia looked like missiles streaking through the sky and kind of sounded like fireworks in a thunderstorm. It blew out parts of a zinc plant there, causing zinc prices to spike almost 1%. Worries were the damaged plant would crimp supplies of the metal. Not so, says Alex King, who directs the Ames National Laboratory.
This is a very small component of the world's total supply.
Zinc prices fell back to terra firma by day's end, closing slightly down. Now to that asteroid DA14, which flew tantalizingly close by. It didn't trigger any fluctuations in metal prices today, but in the near future, similar flybys might. Stephen Fleming is with the Enterprise Innovation Institute at Georgia Tech. He says if DA14 had been, say, 150 feet of platinum,
that'd be pretty valuable. Actually, it would crash the world markets.
As it passed, scientists hit the asteroid with radar to find out exactly what it's made of. Most believe it's probably just rock. Even so, Fleming says two companies, Planetary Resources and Deep Space Inc., are working on ways to mine precious metals from asteroids near and far.
Now that you've got two people in it, you know, now you've got a horse race, and suddenly it's an industry.
Fleming says early missions are on the horizon. They'll likely net only small amounts of precious metals at first. But there exists the potential for billions of dollars to be made. Proof that what's now considered space debris could one day be space treasure. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.